My next guest is Amy Berrickman of Prairie Village. Her book is Amy Berrickman's Vintage Notions. Amy, welcome to Kansas Public Radio.
Thanks, Kay. It's great to be here.
Before we actually talk about Vintage Notions, tell us about your inspiration for this book. Who is Mary Brooks Pickin?
Well, Mary Brooks Pickin is a heroine or pioneer of the 1920s. She was a woman who was a Kansan, actually, was born in Arcadia, Kansas, and went on to live in Kansas City, Missouri. She was an instructor at the American College of Dressmaking. She then went on to be recruited to start an institute in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and that institute was the Women's Institute of Domestic Arts and Sciences. She then went on to educate 300,000 women in cooking, sewing, and millinery through this school, where she was the director of instruction. She then went on to work with in an advertising agency with her husband in New York City, and had clients such as Singer Sewing and Coates and Clark Thread. And she went on to write the Singer Sewing book that sold 8 million copies in its lifetime. So she was quite a contributor to a lot of the domestic history that we have here in the United States. She also then, even into her 80s, she was an authority on fashion and would travel and report on fashion and dressmaking, and was a regular columnist well into her years as well. So she was quite an amazing woman.
So how did you come across her, and in what way did she spur your own interest in the domestic arts?
Well, I was researching for my business, The Vintage Workshop, which is a vintage artwork collection online, and I found this beautiful magazine that was called Inspiration. It was published from about 1916 to about 1925. So I bought the magazines on eBay for their graphics, and then I started reading this content and realized that Mary was the founder, and her writing really spoke to me. And I realized as I read these essays that the material was so timeless and relevant for today with in so many ways, that that's really what spurred my interest in Mary as a muse for me. And as I had followed a path with another business that I had founded, which is Indigo Junction, which is sewing patterns and educating people about techniques for embroidery, quilting, so that I felt this connection with her as an educator, as an entrepreneur as well, because she had really masterminded some amazing marketing programs to get this institute well advertised back in the day. And so I just, you know, fell in love with her spirit. And then I even contacted her family, and I've done major research and collecting of her history and her material and her writing. And so it's been a really amazing journey.
Well, with her inspiration in your pocket, let's turn to Vintage Notions. I'm kind of at a loss to describe this book, because although it has recipes in it, it's not a traditional cookbook. Although it has lots of sewing tips in it, it's not really a sewing book. How would you describe it?
I look at it as kind of a treasury of material and an inspirational, almost domestic devotional that people can pick up. It's, you know, it's organized month by month. So it's seasonally, as you journey through the year, it's a book that you could reference for maybe ideas for recipes, or maybe an activity. There's for Halloween, there's the Halloween parties, ideas of how to decorate, how to recipes, games to play. And I think there's also, it's a nice material just for when you want to take a few minutes of time for yourself and kind of reflect and refresh yourself. It really, for me, looking back to look forward is always a fun perspective to look at your everyday life and appreciate even particularly the conveniences we have today as compared to the lives of the women that, and as they describe, you know, taking care of 8 children and as well as doing all the laundry by hand, as well as sewing all the children's clothes and cooking all the the food from scratch. So to me, that is inspiring when my day maybe is challenging, that I think, okay, I can deal with this. I have the microwave. So anyway.
Amy, would it be fair to characterize this book as Martha Stewart meets the 1920s?
Definitely. I definitely have had many thoughts of that really Mary Brooks Pitkin was the first Martha Stewart, as far as the teaching and the educating and the appreciation of the domestic arts, and kind of elevating it to a level that people really admire and appreciate, and then hopefully in their everyday life exercise that opportunity to really make the domestic arts something enjoyable and fulfilling to both yourself and your family.
Amy Berrickman is the author of Amy Berrickman's Vintage Notions. Amy, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Kay.